I'm very excited this morning.
今天早上我很兴奋。
And I'm sure when I tell you the news, you will be excited as well.
我非常肯定你也会很兴奋，当我告诉你什么消息。
And first, my brother is the first time for him to be interpreter.
第一点，今天早上是我第一次当翻译。
Not me, but him.
是我，不是他。
You should say, 不是他，是我。
哦，不是他，是我。
We sang the hymn, Not I, but Christ.
我们感谢他。
We just sang the hymn, Not I, but Christ.
我们感谢非我为主。
It is our privilege.
这是我们的特权。
That we can serve the Lord.
我们可以服侍神。
And the second exciting news I want to tell you.
第二个令人兴奋的消息
is that we're beginning a new series here.
我们要开始新的一个系列讲座。
And this is a series for all of us.
这是给我们所有的人的。
And I'm very clear that the Lord has given us this message.
我非常的清楚，这是神来的讯息。
And for He desires His whole church to live a devoted life to Him.
因为他要整个教会来过一个归主为圣的生活。
And as I receive this message from the Lord.
当我从主那里听到这个讯息的时候
And I really do not know where to begin.
我真的不知道该怎么开始。
So after a while, I received this instruction.
过了一阵子我接到这个讯息。
And that is to start with preaching the gospel.
就是从传福音开始。
So I believe this is a message for all of us.
对，我相信这是给我们所有人的讯息。
And as we know that our church has been preaching the gospel for a long time.
我们也知道我们的教会已经很长那段时间在传福音。
In fact, every first week of the month, we preach the gospel here.
事实上，每个月的第一个礼拜，我们都在传福音。
And it is such an honor and privilege for us all to be involved with this.
这是何等的荣耀，我们每一个人都 与这有份。
And but I believe that there are rooms for us to learn how to preach even more effective gospel.
但是我们相信我们每一个人都有进步的空间去更有效的传福音。
So therefore, I would like to start introducing what is Christian devotion.
所以呢，我想要开始介绍什么是基督徒的归神为圣。
And because if we don't yield ourselves to God,
如果我们不把自己完全交付给神,
if we do not know how to devote ourselves to God,
我们不知该如何把自己以归神为圣,
then many times we will only be busy on doing the work.
很多时候我们就只会在很劳苦地做工。
And we will do the external works very diligently.
我们会做外在的工作非常的努力。
But we miss the attachment in our hearts to God.
但是我们就丧失了心中跟神的联系。
So yes, on one hand, we are to know about preaching the gospel.
所以一方面呢，我们是要知道怎么传福音。
But the first thing about preaching the gospel is how to bring our being before the Lord.
但传福音的第一件事就是把我们的个人带到神的面前。
And learn to devote ourselves to Him.
学习把我们个人交给神。
So the topic for today is Christian devotion to the gospel.
所以今天的题目是基督徒归福音为圣。
Part 1, preach the gospel.
第一部分传福音。
And there are 3 passages in this message.
共有三部分。
And each of them isdevelop for us in succession.
每一部分都是有顺序的。
And I hope that I can give a very clear sequence for you.
我希望我能够给你一个非常清楚的顺序。
And so that we may all follow the instruction and practice it.
所以我们都可以遵守这个教诲，而且可以操练。
Now I'm excited about this.
我非常的兴奋。
And because this is the first time I becomeI preach the gospel in this way.
因为这是我第一次用这种方式来传福音。
Because I'm also learning how to preach the gospel.
同时我也在学习如何传福音。
And I like to talk.
我很喜欢说话。
But oftentimes I talk from many, many different perspectives.
但是我常常用各种不同的角度来说话。
And so after a while, people don't know what I'm trying to say.
过一阵子大家就不知道我在讲什么了。
And because I come from too many angles at one time.
因为我扯得太远了。
And thank you very much. So I must slow down.
所以我要慢慢的来。
I want to take one perspective.
我要只从一个观点开始。
And to develop a sequence in succession.
来发展一连串的。
And so that we may all be able to identify with it.
所以我们都能够来确认。
And so let us begin.
所以我们开始吧。
And the first passage is Christian devotion is normal Christian living.
第一部分就是基督徒归主为圣，就是过正常的基督徒生活。
And we know we have received the Bible from the Lord.
我们知道我们从神那里得到了圣经。
And the Bible consists of two distinct passages.
圣经分为两个不同的部分。
And the first passage is the whole Old Testament.
第一部分是旧约。
And the New Testament is the second passage.
第二部分是新约。
And these two passages have very distinct emphasis.
这两个旧约跟新约有非常不同的重点。
And because their attention is on different things.
因为他们的重点是在不同的东西。
Although the same God.
虽然是同一个神。
But their expression of their serving the Lord is different.
但是服侍神的方式是不同的。
And in the Old Testament, the emphasis was on temple worship and the law.
在旧约中重点是在圣殿中的祭祀还有律法。
The temple worship.
圣殿中的祭拜。
And so we know that it is, that is the Old Testament way.
那是旧约的方式。
But we are Christian today in New Testament.
但是我们是新约的基督徒。
And what is the New Testament emphasis on?
新约的重点是什么呢？
The New Testament emphasized only one thing, and that is normal Christian living.
新约只注重一件事，就是正常基督徒的生活。
The Old Testament book separated the living and the service to God.
旧约里，他把生活以及服侍神分开了。
And the living is for all 12 tribes of Israel.
生活是给整个以色列十二支派的人。
And they have to do their living by the law.
他们必须根据律法来生活。
And three times a year, they have to go to Jerusalem to do temple worship.
一年中有三次，他们要去耶路撒冷，在圣殿中敬拜。
But the service of God has to be given to the house of Aaron.
但是服侍神只有亚伦的一家可以做。
And they are the right and the privilege of the priesthood.
这就是旧约中祭司的职分。
But for New Testament, we don't talk about temple worship.
但在新约中我们不再讲圣殿中的敬拜。
Therefore, we don't emphasize in attending churches.
所以我们也不强调去教会。
Now, don't misunderstand me, we should not miss meetings.
不要误会我，我们不是说不去聚会。
But then the Bible did not put the emphasis there.
但是圣经没有把重点放在那里。
And if you notice the New Testament time,
如果你注意到新约的时候
，and the epistles and as well as the gospel books，
在福音书
from the epistles 书信，
从书信到福音书
，and we know that the emphasis is on how we live a normal life before God and man。
我们知道重点是如何在神面前过一个正常的生活。
And because the New Testament emphasis is that living and serving God is one thing。
因为新约中强调的是生活和服侍神是一件事。
And they are not separated things like the Old Testament time.
不是不同的事，像旧约中一样。
So therefore, as we become believers of Jesus Christ,
所以当我们成为耶稣基督的信徒时，
as we know Jesus Christ is risen from the dead,
就像我们知道耶稣基督是从死亡中复活。
And we know that we have all received a new life.
我们知道我们都接受了新的生命。
And this life has given us the liberty to live before God and man.
这个新生命给了我们一个活力去活在神中间。
That we can live in freedom.
我们可以活在自由中。
Before God and before man.
在神及在人面前。
And so that we know that our service to God is a natural expression.
所以我们知道我们服侍神是一个非常自然的表达。
Our living among men is a natural expression.
我们活在人中间也是一个很自然的方式。
For we are no longer bound by sins.
因为我们不再被罪捆绑。
But we now know that we are the free children of God.
我们知道我们现在是神里头自由的。
Our service and our daily lives are the same thing.
我们的日常生活还有我们的服事是一件事。
If we think we have been serving God,
如果我们认为我们必须服事神,
then we know we are living to God.
我们知道我们是在神面前生活。
If we think we are living in Christ,
如果我们认为我们是在基督中活,
then we must know that we are now serving God.
我们必须知道我们就是服事神。
For if we live apart from Christ,
因为我们如果偏离基督,
it is not true living.
这就不是真实的生活。
Neither it is true service to God.
这也不是真实的服事。
So what is Christian devotion?
所以基督徒的归主为圣是什么?
Christian devotion is the commitment in Christ to God.
基督徒的归主为圣是在基督里接受神的交托。
Just like we are committed to the children we give birth to.
就像我们对我们小孩子的付出一样。
Just like some of us are committed to education.
就像我们有些人全力投入在教育上。
Some are committed to their career.
有些人特别注重他们的事业。
What does commitment mean?
Commitment 是指什么？
It means that we are doing it as well as our heart is in it.
这就是我们用我们的心来做一件事。
And it is very important for Christian devotion to understand that we are doing all things unto God.
这非常重要，以对基督徒以主为圣，是我们要在为了神做所有的事。
And the Bible as well as Paul's testimony has told us.
圣经还有保罗的见证都告诉我们
that it is not I but Christ who lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Oh, what a glorious gospel this is!
这是何等荣耀的福音。
Then we do not need to live by ourselves.
我们不需再自己一个人活着。
And you know, if you have to be living by yourself,
如果你想你必须要自己一个人活着。
It is quite a lonesome life.
这是非常孤独的生活。
Who is to know what is going on in your heart?
谁可以知道你的心中发生了什么事？
Who understand your weakness?
谁了解你的软弱？
You know, you have to toughen up and then to live on.
你必须很坚强的，而且继续的过日子。
You have to think of the future and try to take steps towards it.
你必须想象未来，而且就必须往前走。
Some smarter people, stronger people, they seem to have an easier time.
有些比较聪明的人，他们可这些事可能对他们会比较简单。
But I'm telling you, sooner or later, we will all come to our end.
但我可以告诉你，很快的，我们就会到最后的那一天。
God will always put something in front of us that we cannot overcome by our own strength.
神很快就会把一些我们自己不能解决的事放在我们面前。
That is the beginning of the gospel for us.
那就是福音的起头。
Because without this, we will never truly turn to the Lord.
因为不经过这些，我们就永远无法转向神。
If we can still think of methods to deal with it,
如果我们还有办法来靠自己的力量的时候，
If we still have our own strength to overcome it,
如果我们自己还有力量来克服的时候，
We don't need God.
我们就不需要神了。
We will even laugh at those who talk about the cross.
我们甚至会嘲笑那些讨论十架的人。
Oh, they are weak people.
他们是软弱的人。
They are so foolish.
他们很笨。
This is simple thing. Let us do it ourselves.
这是很简单的事，我自己就可以做。
Oh, this is the foolishness of the world.
这是世界上的愚蠢。
And how come they don't see the Lord that we see?
怎么他们无法用我们见神的眼光来看神？
Because they haven't yet gotten the gospel.
因为他们还没有得到福音。
But we think we have, don't we?
但我们认为我们已经有了，难道不是吗？
So let us gain this wisdom from the Lord.
所以我们从神来得到智慧。
Not counting on our own wisdom.
不要依靠我们自己的智慧。
Not leaning on our own understanding.
不要根据我们自己的理解。
But live through day to day.
但是每一天每一天的过活。
Not I.
非我。
But Christ.
为神。
It is easier to say than done.
说来容易，做来很难。
Because we don't know how to begin.
因为我们不知道该如何开始。
And so therefore, let us learn how to begin together.
所以让我们一起来学如何开始。
How are we to serve God today?
所以我们今天该如何服侍神呢？
And many people think that we can just brainstorm.
很多人认为我们就可以自己用自己的头脑。
And then we can do things our way.
我们可以靠自己的方式做事。
So many people have taught us wrongly.
所以很多人错误地教导我们。
And they say, okay, what is to serve in church?
他们说该如何在教会里服侍呢？
Then let us ask everybody, what is your own talent?
那我们就问大家你天赋是什么？
If you are good with your hands or good with people,
如果你的手很灵巧或是你很善于人际关系，
And then we will assign you to do this chore or to be ushers.
那我们就会让你来做这些事，做招待。
As if our natural talents is good enough to serve the Lord.
我们就会认为我们天然的天赋就可以 就很好，可以来服侍神。
But even if we think that way,
就算我们这样认为，
God will let us come to our end.
神会让我们到自己的尽头。
One day you will find out that you are good with people, but people are not good with you.
有些你会发现你很善于处理人际关系，但人们却无法了解你。
And then you put on a smiling face to welcome someone into the church.
你用笑脸迎接人进来教会。
But someone just don't even look at you.
可有些人看都不看你。
What are you to do?
你该怎么办呢？
Oh, you say, I'm going to try harder.
我要笑得更努力。
And I'm going to call him every day.
我要每天打电话给他。
And I'm going to just kind of like, oh, very humble serving him.
我要装得很谦卑的来服侍他。
You know, harder you try, worse it will get.
你越努力的事越糟糕。
And because they say, what are you after?
因为他们会想你到底是为了什么。
And I say this because I've tried this.
我这么说是因为我有这种经验。
And because the world does not like our wisdom.
因为主不喜欢我们自己的智慧。
And our strength is completely useless.
我们自己的力量完全的没有用。
But then there is another extreme in this.
但有另外一种极端。
And some people say, oh, I'm not good in singing.
有些人说，我不会唱歌。
And some people say, oh, I cannot pray out in public.
我没有办法大声的祷告。
Then you know that even after they are saved for years,
即使当他们拯救被得救很多年以后，
you never hear them singing out loud in the meeting.
你从来没听过他们大声唱歌。
And you have never heard them pray once in the meeting.
一次也没有祷告。
Why? Because they think they are not good in this.
为什么呢？因为他们认为他们不够好。
So if you think you're good,
如果你认为你很好，
That's no good.
那就不够好了。
If you think you are no good,
如果你认为不好，
That's no good too.
那就不好，那还是不好。
So what can we do?
所以我们该做什么呢？
Not I, but Christ.
非我为神。
And the key is that when you think you cannot do it,
重点是如果你认为你没办法做的时候，
That is the time for your beginning to start.
那就是你该可以开始接触神的时候。
Because that is the time you ask the Lord for help.
因为那时候你会求神来帮助。
And I remember I was strongly saved one time. I mean, the first time.
我认为我很强烈的得救。
And after I was saved, I was completely made a different person.
我得救以后，我成为一个完全不同的人。
And I gone through the New Testament twice in one month.
我一个月就读了两次新约。
And every morning I woke up with tears in my eyes.
我每天早上都眼中有眼泪。
And I just love the Lord who loves me so much.
我就是这么爱这个爱我的神。
But one day I was sitting in a meeting.
但有一天我坐在一个聚会中。
And I say, how come all these people can pray?
为什么这些人都能够祷告？
And they are so free in their praying.
他们的祷告中是这么的自由。
Let me try.
让我试试看。
If they can do it, I can do it.
如果他们可以这么做，我也可以。
So I was mustering up my courage.
所以我就把我的勇气提升。
I wanted to pray.
啊，我很想祷告。
I wanted to pray out loud and pour out my heart.
我想要把我的心都掏出来，大声祷告。
But more my heart is raising.
但我的心越往上升。
More silence I get.
我越是讲不出话来。
Nothing came out.
一句话都讲不出来。
Oh, I was so depressed when I got home.
我非常的失望。
I said, you are not like that.
我说，我可以做得更好。
You're better than this.
我可以更好。
So I say, I'll try harder next time.
我要更努力下一次。
So next time, I fail again.
所以下一次我还是失败。
And then I fail again.
我还是失败。
And one day I was just really, really got knocked down on the ground before the Lord.
有一天我在神面前真的是一点办法都没有。
I say, Lord, maybe I'm not a true Christian.
我说神啊，或许我还不是一个真的基督徒。
How come I can't even pray in a meeting?
为什么我在聚会中连祷告都不行呢？
If praying in a meeting is so hard for me, how can I preach the gospel?
如果连在聚会中祷告都这么困难，我要怎么传福音呢？
If I cannot pray in the house of God, what will I say in front of strangers?
如果我在神家都不能祷告，我要在陌生人面前，我该讲什么呢？
Oh, I was so depressed.
哦，非常沮丧。
But then the love of the Lord encouraged me.
但是神的爱鼓励了我。
And then the Lord reminds me, next time, before everybody else pray, you pray first.
然后主提醒我，下一次在所有人祷告之前，你先祷告。
I said, Oh, yes, Lord, why didn't I think of that?
哦，是的，神，我为什么没想到？
And then I went to the meeting early to prepare myself.
我提早到聚会，准备。
I determined to be right after the hymn stopped, I will be the first one to pray, so no one can cut into my prayer.
我决定一当诗歌停止，我就要开始祷告，没有人可以在我之前。
And so my heart was beating so fast.
我的心跳得这么快。
And I wasn't even singing the last stanza anymore.
我甚至没有办法唱最后一节。
I was thinking in my mind, Oh Lord, I thank you.
我脑子里想，哦，主，谢谢你。
Oh Lord, I praise you.
我赞美你。
And then I say, Man, that's good enough.
然后我说，就这样。
I started, right?
至少我开始了。
That's in my mind.
在我心里是这样。
And then I say, Lord, I must pray like this.
我说主，我一定要这样祷告。
But the Lord had one more lesson for me to learn.
但主还有另外一课让我来学。
And right after the hymn,
在诗歌结束以后。
And I stood up.
我站起来。
Because I saw a lot of people stood up in their prayer.
因为我看很多人站起来祷告。
I stood up.
我站起来。
But just that split minute, that it, the split second it took me to stand up.
就在那一刻，他们叫我来站起来。
A brother already is praying.
已经有一个人开始祷告了。
Oh, and I was standing up and I said, so embarrassing.
我站起来不能祷告，真的是觉得很丢脸。
And the brother was praying.
那个弟兄还在祷告。
But then suddenly the Lord comes to fill me.
但是主来充满了我。
I cannot.
我没有办法。
But he helped me.
他帮忙了我。
So I calmed down.
所以我沉稳下。
And after the brother prayed.
当那弟兄祷告完以后。
And I just blurted out.
我就整个人空白一片。
To tell you the truth, I don't remember what I prayed.
告诉你，我自己也忘了我祷了告什么。
Because I was praying in tongues.
因为我用方言祷告。
And I tried to pray with intelligence.
我不是用我自己的智慧祷告。
I tried to think of a beautiful prayers.
我想要祷告一个非常美丽的祷告。
And I just spoke in tongues.
我开始说方言。
That's the first time I ever spoke in tongues.
那是我第一次说方言。
Oh, how marvelous he was.
他真是奇妙。
To a weak child like me.
即使是对我这么软弱的小孩。
I can't do it.
我没有办法做。
Come to think of it, there is nothing seriously that I've ever done for the Lord.
我从来没有为神做过重要的事。
If you think what I said is something so simple,
如果你认为我说的很简单，
go ahead and try.
你自己也可以试。
If you have not been praying in meetings,
如果你在聚会中没有祷告过,
go ahead and do it.
试试看.
I can't promise you that you will speak in tongues.
我没有办法保证你念的说方言,
but I will promise you that the Lord will help you.
但我跟你保证神会帮忙你。
Because the Lord is always there to help His children who trust in Him.
因为主永远在那里帮忙,
as long as we realize that we can't do it.
只要我们知道自己不行,
we look at our children, sometimes we see how capable they are.
我们有时候看看我们的小孩, 我们觉得, 哦, 他们很能干,
even you want to help them, you can't.
即使你想帮助他们,
because they know better than you. Until one day they cry running to you.
直到有一天他们向你哭,
then you are ready to help them.
那你就可以帮忙他们了,
because they are ready to be helped.
因为他们自己准备好了被帮忙。
Our Heavenly Father is waiting for us to turn to Him.
我们天上的父在等我们转向他。
As we turn to Him, this is our Christian devotion.
当我们转向他的时候, 这就是基督徒的基督徒为神。
Then we know how to live not I but Christ.
那我们知道如何过一个非我为主的生活。
And we know that if we think we can, that is no good.
我们知道如果我们认为自己还行, 那就不行。
If we think we cannot, that is still no good.
如果我们认为我们不行, 还是不行。
The thing to remember is because Christ is missing in both of them.
这件事的重点就是因为基督呢, 在这两件事情中, 基督都不见了。
And if we think we still can move on like this,
如果我们认为我们自己还是可以这样,
then we will gone down the road long, long before we know we realize that we missed the Lord.
那我们过了很久以后我们才会发现我们已经没有神。
The second thing we want to talk about today is the three steps of devotion to preach the gospel.
我们今天要讲第二件事是圣别传福音的三个步骤。
Preaching the gospel is not a new idea among Christians.
传福音并不是一个新的事。
But then it is a new idea in the New Testament.
但在新约里这是新的。
In the Old Testament, it never appeared that the gospel is something that the children of the Lord should preach.
在旧约中从来也没有显示说神的子女应该传福音。
But today we want to emphasize from the book of Mark.
今天我们想在马可福音中强调马可福音。
And because within this gospel book, Jesus Christ has told us and commanded us to preach the gospel three times in succession.
因为在这一章里头, 耶稣基督命令我们三次传福音, 依照顺序来传福音。
And it is important for us to learn from these three steps of devotion.
非常重要，我们要学这三个不同的步骤。
So if you have the program, let us read the verses.
请读节目单。
And the first verse is Mark 13:10.
马可福音13章10节。
And there is another translation for the Chinese part.
有另译，各位可以看在中文的部分。
So if you read the Chinese version, you can read that part.
如果你读中文, 请读另译。
And for the, I will read the English version. My brother will say it in the Chinese.
我将说中文。
And so you will follow whoever you want to follow.
就听你想要听的。
Mark 13:10, the gospel must first be preached to all the nations.
福音必须先传这福音给万国。
And Mark 14:9.
马可福音14章9节。
The gospel is preached in the whole world.
在全世界里传这福音。
And then Mark 16:15.
16章15节。
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
进入每一世界传这福音给凡受造的。
Now all these three commands is by the Lord.
这三个都是主的命令。
And the Lord Jesus has clearly told his disciples and followers to preach the gospel.
基督很明白地告诉了他的门徒还有跟随他的人要传福音。
And the first time he said to all the nations.
所以第一步他就说给万国。
The second part is in the whole world.
第二部分是在全世界里。
And lastly, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Now all these three verses are big verses. When we read them carefully, we say, wow, this is a command so big and vast.
当我们仔细读我们发现,
how can anyone preach the gospel to all the nations?
一个人要怎样才能够传福音给万国?
In the whole world.
在全世界里,
and in all the world.
进入每一个世界,
well, the Lord is not giving us a task that we cannot do.
当然神主并不是给我们一个我们不能完成的工作。
In fact, He never tells us to do something that we are not capable to do.
他从来也不会叫我们做我们没办法做的事。
But He is telling us to do it with His strength.
但是我们要做这些事依靠主的力量。
And to do it with His guidance.
用他的领导。
So let us try to follow the Lord's idea.
让我们尝试来跟随神的主意。
And first we want to look at to all the nations.
第一个我们要看来给万国。
And but there are many nations.
有这么多的国家。
And where do we start?
我们该如何开始呢?
Now the thing is, you cannot start with nations.
你不能够从万国开始。
But it is the Lord's command to tell us to start with wherever we are.
这是主的命令告诉我们从我们在的这个地方开始。
So where are you most of the time?
所以你最常在哪里?
You are at your home most of the time.
我们最常在家。
You are in your neighborhood most of the time.
你最常在你的家附近。
You are in your office most of the time.
最常在你的办公室。
Or your school.
或你的学校。
Because that is your nation.
那就是你的国。
If all the children of God learn to believe in the Lord and take His words for it,
如果每一个神的子女都开始
The first thing about the gospel is not to go to Mexico, Africa, China.
所以传福音第一件事并不是去墨西哥或者中国。
The first thing you learn to preach the gospel is at wherever you are.
传福音的第一件事就是在你所在的地方开始。
From your home, from your family.
从你的家,你的家人开始。
You learn to preach the gospel to your mother, father, brothers, sisters, and everyone around you.
你从你的家人,你的父母,兄弟,姊妹,你周围的人开始学习。
And you know it is not an easy thing.
你知道这不是件简单的事。
Because they know how you live.
因为他们知道你生活的光景。
Because they know who you are.
因为他们知道你是谁。
And sometimes when you preach them the gospel without the right attitude,
有时候你不用一个正确的态度跟他们传福音,
the Bible said they will hate you.
圣经说他们会恨你。
They will even become hostile to you.
他们甚至会变得很有敌意。
Soon you will find out that you don't know how to preach the gospel.
很快你就会发现我没有办法传福音。
But it is good when we don't know how, then we can pray.
但这是一件好事,我们自己没办法的时候,我们就会开始祷告。
What are we to say, what Bible verse to use in order to preach the gospel to our own family or colleagues at work?
我们怎么知道圣经里有哪些经节我们要用,将我们跟同事或家人传福音呢?
Yes, we can learn to study this together sometimes.
我们哪一天我们可以一起来研读。
But the fact of the matter is that there is no formula.
但是并没有公式。
And what is the formula that the Lord has given us?
所以神给我们的公式是什么呢?
And the Lord says,
主说,
Do not worry beforehand about what you are to say.
不要忧虑, 预先忧虑说什么。
But say whatever is given you.
当那时候给你们什么话, 就说什么。
In that hour,
在那个时候,
For it is not you who speak,
不是你在说话,
but it is the Holy Spirit, Mark 13:11.
但是是圣灵, 马可福音13章11节说的。
So we know that to preach the gospel is not about what you to say,
所以传福音不是你要说什么,
but in that particular hour, what the Holy Spirit wants you to say,
而是在那一个时候, 圣灵要你说什么。
And so we must make ourselves a ready vessel.
所以我们必须让我们自己成为一个准备好的器皿。
Because you cannot convince anybody to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为我们自己没有办法让任何人 我没有办法说服任何人相信主耶稣。
Only the Holy Spirit knows what people need.
只有圣灵知道人们需要什么。
The Lord does not need us to say something.
主不需要我们自己开口。
But the Lord wants to say a lot of things.
但是他自己想要说很多的话。
Provided we let him to say it through us.
如果我们允许他借由我们而说话。
Do not think of what to say beforehand.
不要事先想你要说什么。
But say what is told you in that hour.
神告诉你什么，你就说什么，在那个时候。
If everyone fulfills that privilege and responsibility before the Lord,
如果每一个人都满足了这个我们这个特权以及责任，
very soon our family will be saved.
很快我们的家人就会被拯救。
Our neighborhood will be saved.
我们的邻居也会被拯救。
Our school, our office will be saved.
我们的办公室和学校都会被拯救。
Our nation will be saved.
我们的整个国家都会被拯救。
And you know there are Christians in all nations.
你们知道每个国家都有基督徒。
As long as every believer is fulfilling their duty.
只要每一个相信的人都尽他们的责任。
Then all nations will be saved.
所有的国家都会被拯救。
Don't fantasize about the gospel.
不要幻想福音的功效。
Don't think of yourself a super vessel for the gospel.
我没有一个人是一个超级器皿。
If you cannot preach the gospel at home and in your neighborhood,
如果你在家里跟邻居都不能传福音，
Why go to China?
你去中国干什么？
Why go to Mexico?
去墨西哥干什么？
Why do you learn the gospel so far away from your home?
你为什么要去那么远的地方学习传福音？
If you don't believe me, look at Mark 13.
如果你不相信我，看看马可福音十三章。
This is what the Lord says.
这是主告诉你的。
Preach the gospel at your home turf.
在你的家里传福音。
All the nations begin with where you are.
万国的传福音从你在的这个地方开始。
The second command of the Lord is to preach the gospel in the whole world.
第三个命令是在全世界里传福音。
The second command is in the whole world.
在全世界里。
第二个啊 ，But the whole world is so big and complicated.
全世界是如此的复杂。
Where do we start?
我们该如何开始呢
？The world is a big place, isn't it?
世界是个很大的地方。
Where do you start?
你要从哪里开始呢
？Again, let us look at Mark 14.
让我们看马可福音十四章。
And what is the background for this command of the Lord?
这背景是什么？
And we know the background is that there is a woman who loves the Lord a lot.
我们知道里头有一个女人很喜欢主。
One day, she just forced her way into a dinner party.
有一天她就进入了一个晚宴。
She doesn't care about anybody else.
她不在乎所有其他的人。
She brought her vial of alabaster oil.
她带了她的香油。
And then she just broke it.
然后她把它打破。
And then she anointed the Lord.
然后他用它来擦耶稣。
How do we preach the gospel when the whole world is so large?
我们该如何传福音当整个世界是这么的大
？Again, the same principle applies.
同样的道理也可以用。
You cannot begin the whole world in New York when you live in California.
你不能够从纽约开始，如果你是住在加州。
More specifically said, you cannot believe your gospel in another person if you yourself, your whole world is not completely loving the Lord.
你没有办法从另外一个人身上相信，如果你自己的全人并不相信神。
So on that day, the woman showed her whole world is loving the Lord.
那一天，那个女人展现了她的全世界就是爱神。
She presented herself completely without reservation to the Lord.
他把自己毫无保留地展现给神。
And the Lord commanded her.
主命令了他。
He said, wherever you preach the gospel,
你无论如何，无论在哪传福音，
you should mention about this woman.
这个女人要被纪念。
What does that mean?
这指什么意思呢？
That means that if we want to preach the gospel in the whole world,
这指我们必，如果我们想要在全世界里传福音，
don't think of an object of your gospel.
不要认为福音是一个物品。
Make the gospel completely overtaking you.
让福音来掌控你。
Make the gospel turn you into a gospel.
让福音使你自己变成福音。
When you love the Lord with all your being.
当我们全人的来爱神的时候
when the gospel is filling you entirely,
当福音整个把你充满的时候
the Lord say, wherever you preach the gospel, mention this woman.
主说不管在哪里传福音要提这个女人
we cannot preach the gospel in the whole world as the physical world that we're talking about.
我们没办法在全世界里传福音像这个是物质上的这个世界我们讲
But we know that the whole world is but our hearts.
我们知道全世界就是我们的心
What is the whole world to you if your heart is away from the Lord?
你的全世界是什么如果你没有心
How can you tell other people to believe in the Lord when you still don't quite believe in the Lord?
你如何能告诉别人相信主如果你自己都不相信
How do you tell of the love of the Lord if you don't quite love the Lord?
如果你自己不爱主你要怎么跟人家
叫别人爱主 But the Lord say, preach the gospel in the whole world.
但是主说在全世界里传福音
That is the secret of our Christian devotion.
这就是我们的基督徒以神归神为圣的要诀
Every time we are about to tell other people about the gospel,
每次当我们要跟别人讲述福音的时候
remember we are but that woman.
记住我们就是那个女人。
We don't know what to say.
我们不知道该说什么。
We don't know how to do.
我们不知道该如何做。
But we know what is our whole world.
但我们知道我们的全世界是什么。
Bring our whole world to the Lord and lay it at His feet.
把我们的全世界带到主面前，把它放在主脚前。
Other people will think that you are so silly.
别人会认为你很神经病。
But the Lord say, this is where the gospel should begin.
但是主告诉你这就是福音就该这样开始
In fact, wherever you go,
其实不管你到哪里去
preach the gospel the same way.
用同样的方式来传福音
We see some people with full power to preach the gospel.
我们看见有些人很有传福音的能力
Oh, sometimes I learn how to preach the gospel too.
有些时候我也能够学怎么传福音
But you know, I'm actually a very smart man.
你知道我其实是个很聪明的人
And I know my Bible quite a bit.
我很了解我的圣经。
And my problem is that sometimes I really, really know what to say.
我有时候真的是我可以说很适当的话。
But then more I say, less people believe.
但我自己的话越说越多，越少人相信。
Sometimes I got angry preaching the gospel.
有时候我很愤怒传福音。
But every time the Lord shows that it is not I but Christ.
但每一次主就告诉我非我为神
then I say okay brother Fendi
我说好吧就
we try but we fail
我们试了但是我们不成
let us come back to the Lord
我们回到主的面前
and learn how to pour out our love before him first
我们把我们的爱浇灌在神的放在神的脚前
you know sometimes we love preaching the gospel more than we love the Lord
我们有时候我们爱传福音更胜过我们爱主。
We want to save some.
我们想保留一些。
We want to save some people more than we love the Lord.
我们要救人更胜过我们爱主。
But that's the wrong order.
这是一个错误的顺序。
And that can never be done.
永远没办法成的。
There is no true power in it.
没有真正的力量。
Only if we truly love the Lord.
我们必须要真实的爱主。
And we really say, the Lord, we have all that our world is here, and that's for you to use.
我们必须把自己交给神，说主，这是我们的全世界，让你来用。
Well, I say this not because I have already done so.
我这么说并不是认为我已经可以这么做。
But I say this because we are always willing to learn so.
我这么说是因为我们永远都想要这样学习。
Let us learn this together.
我们一起来学习
To all the nations
向全世界
In the whole world
在全世界里
And the third part about the gospel
第三部分
Is that into all the world
进入每一世界
Wow, that is even a bigger challenge
这是更大的挑战
What challenge the Lord has given us in Mark 16
马可福音16章主给我们什么样的挑战
And what is the world become today?
这个世界现在是怎样
Oh, the world is full of sins.
这个世界充满了罪。
The world is a filthy world today.
这个充满了罪的世界。
And you know that in this world that we live in St. Gabriel Valley, there are more than 400,000 Chinese people.
在我们活的这个世界，在 St. Gabriel Valley 就有40万华人。
And sometimes we're so comfortable in this St. Gabriel Valley because of the food and then every convenience grocery and stuff.
我们在这里觉得很舒服，因为食物还有杂货。
And then we think our whole world is this.
那我们的全世界就是 St. Gabriel Valley.
But no, you know, if you turn on the news and listen to the radio, no, the world around us is bigger than St. Gabriel Valley.
如果你打开新闻，知道世界比 St. Gabriel Valley 大。
And then we know there are a lot of people with a lot of needs.
我们知道有很多人有各种不同的需要。
And recently I look at the news and there are many, many shocking news.
我打开新闻，我发觉有很多很多惊人的消息。
And the news said one person out of 100 is now in prison in the United States.
我们知道1%的美国人现在是在监狱里。
And imagine, are we having 100 people here?
我们这里有100人吗？
Well, by faith we say we have, okay?
在信心里我们说我们有。
And it's an area we can see.
这是我们可以看见的地方。
One person is in prison.
就在你看到的这地方就有一个人在监狱里。
That's a big percentage.
那是很大的比例。
But not yet.
还没结束耶。
Of the Hispanic race, 1 out of 36 are in prison.
对西语裔的而言，36个人中就有一个在监狱里。
Wow, imagine you're living in Chicano place.
想想看，你如果住在他们的地方。
Wow, 1 in 36.
每36个人中就有一个人。
That means one in this row have a one in prison, and the other there's another person on this row has one in prison.
所以这一半有一个在监狱，那一半有一个人在监狱。
But that's not the most shocking news yet.
那还不是最惊悚的消息。
Among the black people,
在非洲裔
1 out of every 15 is in prison.
每15人中就有一个在监狱里。
That means if you just walk on any street downtown,
你就只要在 downtown 里走一走，
you can count off the 15 person black person you see is in prison.
你可以算每15人中就有一个非洲裔在监狱里。
Well, that's it. Well, they deserve it. They're bad people. You know, they did some crime. They should go to prison.
我们可以很简单的说，他们活该。
But another shocking news tell us.
另外一个惊悚的消息告诉我们
，Of the teenagers in United States, teenage girls,
十多岁的女孩在美国的
，1 out of 4 have sexually transmitted disease.
四分之一的女孩就有性传染病。
Well, then I can't imagine that number.
我无法想象。
Is that true?
真的吗
？1 out of 4 young girls have sexually transmitted disease.
四分之一的女孩有性传染疾病。年轻女孩。
Doesn't the world need the gospel?
世界难道不需要福音吗？
Some people hearing all these things and they got so, wow, I must go here and I must go there and start preaching the gospel.
有些人听到这些事就说啊，我要出去传福音了。
But more you try and more you know where to begin, more you don't know where to begin.
但你试得越努力，你就越不知该如何开始。
How can you save all these different people?
你如何救这些不同的人
？Some people just say, "Well, these are black people problem, Hispanic problem, criminal problem."
有些人就说这是黑人的问题，西语裔的问题，这是罪犯的问题。
But do you have a teenage girls around you that you know?
你自己家里有没有一个十几岁的女孩呢
？1 out of 4.
每四个中就有一个。
So we know that we cannot shun our responsibility.
我们知道我们不能逃避我们的责任。
But where do we begin?
我们该如何开始呢？
And the Lord is telling us something we can do.
所以主告诉我们，我们该怎么做？
We again begin with where the Lord wants to take us.
所以我们从神要带领我们的地方开始。
No one knows where to begin without praying.
没有人知道该从哪里开始。
But if you have truly prayed,
如果你真的祷告过，
the Lord will tell you where to begin.
主会告诉你从哪里开始。
So the key for the third, practice of devotion to Christ.
所以这第三个这个第三个以主为圣的方式。
Is to follow where the Lord leads you.
是跟随神，看神要带领你往哪去。
Because you don't know who right next to you is needing the gospel.
因为你不知道你旁边哪一个人他就需要福音。
So if you pray and follow the Lord.
如果你祷告而且跟随主
And the Lord Jesus will show you who.
主耶稣会告诉你谁。
But I say the important thing to learn here.
我认为重要的是要这里要学的重要的事是。
Is not to get involved with all the world.
是不要跟全世界一起牵扯。
For we are not that holy and pure.
因为我们不是那么的神圣以及圣洁。
And Jesus Christ, He befriended sinners and tax gatherers.
耶稣基督自己和罪人和税吏为友。
But He is always holy and pure without being influenced by them.
但是他不会被他们影响，因为他是永远的圣洁以及。
And Paul say, and I, you know, I have become all things to all men.
保罗说到，我对什么人，我就像什么样的人，我就做怎样的人。
And Paul can befriend all manners of sinners, but he is remain undefiled and blameless.
保罗可以面对各样的罪人，但是他还是圣洁无瑕的。
But some people try these.
但是有些人是。
Then they want to befriend some gangsters, some drug addicts, and then later on they become one of them.
有些人想要创这些坏人或者是帮派分子传福音，最后他变成了。
So this is a very serious business.
这是非常严肃的议题。
If we want to preach the gospel into all the world, to all the creation,
如果我们要向全世界以及所有的受造传福音，
Let us begin with ourselves knowing what the Lord wants from us.
让我们从自己开始想想看神要我们做什么。
If there is a lost teenager next to you,
如果你的旁边有一个失落的。
If your neighbor or co-worker is a black person,
如果你的邻居或者是同事是个非洲裔，
and don't assume, oh, they are black, they are teenagers, then you have to preach the gospel.
不要说我看到非裔，我看到十几岁的孩子，我就要传福音。
When you pray to the Lord will tell you which one that you will need to go preach the gospel to.
跟神祷告，神就会告诉你要跟谁传福音。
And when the Lord leads you into contact with that creation.
当神带领你跟他们接触，跟这个受造接触的时候，
the Lord will help you to be holy and blameless in your preaching of the gospel.
主会帮助我们，让我们成为圣洁无可指责，在传福音的时候。
For we know all the preaching of the gospel has to be originated from the Lord.
我们知道所有的传福音都必须从主开始。
And through Him.
借由他。
And for him.
为了他。
It is not us that love the sinners.
我们自己，不是我们自己喜欢罪人。
But the Lord who loves them more than we do.
主爱罪人更胜过我们爱罪人。
When we follow the Lord,
当我们跟随主，
then the Lord will help us to preach the gospel to those people.
主会帮忙我们跟这些人传福音。
Now lastly, I want to quickly go over the third point.
我要很快地经过第三部分。
Now it's 12:05 already.
12:05.
So I will stop here.
我停止在这。
And let us learn the three steps.
我们来学这三个步骤。
What are the three steps of preaching the gospel?
三个步骤是什么？
One, preach the gospel to all the nations.
第一个，从传福音到万国。
And how do we begin?
该如何开始?
Brothers and sisters, where do we begin?
弟兄姊妹们该怎么开始?
Anybody?
每个人。
Wherever you are,
不论我们在哪里。
Begin with your first responsibility.
从你第一个责任开始。
With your friends, with your family.
从你的朋友、你的家人开始。
In your neighborhood,And then expanding outwards.
从你的邻居周围，然后往外扩展。
Number two.
第二点。
Preach the gospel in the whole world.
在全世界里传福音。
And where is this whole world?
这个全世界是在哪里？
啊？This. Yeah, that's number one.
那是第一点。
We're talking about number two now.
你讲错了。
Be kind. Number two is in the whole world is ourselves.
第二个是我们自己。
Remember Mark 14, the Lord cited the example of the woman.
记得在马可福音中主提到了那个女人。
So if you are not very clear on this topic, then read Mark 14.
如果你不清楚，请读马可福音十四章。
And it is with the love that this woman poured out for the Lord.
她把的爱放在神面，放在主面前。
Then the Lord commands, preach the gospel wherever you preach the gospel in the whole world. Mention the deeds of this woman.
然后主命令你，不论你在哪里传福音，要提到这个女人。
What that means is that when you preach the gospel to yourself first.
这是指你要向自己传福音。先让自己传福音。
Then you know what bondages are.
然后你就知道要怎么传。
You know, for a woman, most likely for that woman, her bondage was that alabaster vial.
你知道根据那个就那个女人而言是靠那一瓶香膏。
Because that alabaster perfume is very precious to that woman.
对她而言那罐香膏非常的珍贵。
And the beautiful, a lot of times we only mention about how precious that perfume is for that woman.
有时候我们只是想到说那个香膏对她有多重要。
But then we don't emphasize enough that she was able to break it.
我们不够强调她能够把它打破。
The breaking of it is because the Lord has first loved her and she realized it.
她能够把那瓶香膏打破是因为神先爱了她。
She received the full gospel personally.
她个人已经得到了所有的福音。
Then she know what liberty of Christian is.
她知道基督徒的自由是什么。
You know, we are Christians today.
我们是基督徒今天。
We believe in the words of the Lord.
我们相信主的话。
But each one still are holding on to a alabaster vial of perfume.
但我们每个人还是抱着我们自己的香油。
The challenge of the whole world is to break that vial.
传福音到全世界的困难性就是要把你自己的香油打破。
Therefore, I say it is a big challenge.
所以我说是很大的挑战。
But it's necessary process that we go through in preaching the gospel.
但是为了传福音，你一定要这样做。
How much you love the Lord?
你有多爱主
？Will determine how effective the gospel you preach.
会决定你能够多有效地来传福音。
And the standard is that woman's alabaster vial of perfume.
最低标准就是你必须像那个女人对她的香膏一样。
I did not say the lower standard. I say it is important for us to know what that means.
我们必须要知道那是什么。
And because no one can tell you what that is.
没有人能告诉你那是什么。
What stopped you from preaching the gospel in the whole world?
是什么让你无法在全世界里传福音。
But I hope by the grace of God we all can see that.
我们渴望借由神的恩典我们都可以知道那是什么。
It is the command of the Lord for us to preach it in the world, in the whole world.
这是主的命令我们要在全世界里
传福音。And the first step of the devotion, Christian devotion to the gospel,
传福音的第一步。
The third step of preaching the gospel to the whole world,
第一步传福音给万国。
The third step.
第一步以传福音为圣的。
第三步。
第三步。
The third.
A third, okay.
It is not easy.
这不简单。
But I hope you appreciate our brother's interpretation.
这不翻了。
The third step is for us to preach it into all the world.
第三步是进入全世界的传福音。
To all the creation.
向所有的受造者。
That means a lot of creation, and they are, each one of them is a world.
是指有很多的受造者，每一个都是一个世界。
You can't go into every world.
你不能够进入每一个世界。
But, and you cannot expect yourself to stand in a pulpit like Billy Graham to preach into all the world.
你没有办法想象你像 Billy Graham 一样站在讲台上跟
全世界传福音。But the Lord will give you one creation.
但是主会给你一个受造。
Then it is your responsibility to bring that person to the Lord.
这就是你的责任把那个人带到神面前。
And how marvelous it is.
哦，真奇妙啊。
That we all have a practical step to take.
我们都有一个很现实的实际的东西我们就可以做。
So let us start with ourselves.
所以我们从我们自己开始。
And learn these steps step by step by following the Lord.
我们从自己开始，让我们一步一步的跟随主。
And the Lord willing, we will continue on this topic next time.
所以我们下个礼拜会继续针对这个主题。
Next time may mean a month away.
可能是指一个月以后。
And it's good. It gives us some time to practice.
这样很好，给我们一些时间来操练。
And if any of you have any testimony between now and then, help the pulpit to introduce it to everybody.
如果你们中间有任何见证，在这段时间之内，你可以来帮助我们在讲台。
Because we would like to move the whole church into preaching the gospel.
因为我们想要整个教会都成为传福音的教会。
And some people will move faster than the other.
有些人会比较快。
But I hope some will move really ahead of us.
但我希望有一些人能够真正的跑在前面。
By their daily action, daily living, they serve the Lord.
根据他们每一日的生活，每一日的生命来传福音。
That we may have some visible examples in our church to preach the gospel.
那我们就会有一些真的可以看得见的见证来传福音。
You know, the important thing about preaching the gospel is not about the pulpit, the gospel pulpit.
我们知道传福音重要的是并不是讲台上传福音。
Or learn how to preach the gospel to a friend and to a meetings.
或者是向朋友传福音。
The important thing about preaching the gospel is your personal Christian devotion.
传福音最重要的是你个人的尊主为圣。
And let the Lord overtake you.
让主来掌权。
Until you are useful vessel in his hand.
让你成为他有用的器皿。
May the Lord bless his words.
请神祝福我们的话语。
And from Mark, this wonderful gospel.
根据马克福音这个奇妙的福音。
And just to test someone's Bible knowledge, do you know one of the key words of the gospel of Mark for us to remember?
考验你们的圣经知识，你们知道最奇妙的字在马克福音里是什么吗？
Anybody? There are many, but anyone, you can mention any one of them.
有很多，你可以随便讲一个。
Kenneth may know.
Ken,
知不知道？ Try it. What is it? Servant.
仆人。
Yes, that we cover today. Very good. The key word is immediately.
要点是立刻，马上。
See, that's why he asked Wendy, because Wendy knows.
Oh, 那是为何他提到 Wendy? 因为只有 Wendy 一定知道。
And so, why, you know, all the things that we are told from the book of Mark, we have to act on them immediately.
我们从马可福音听到任何一件事，我们都要立刻行动。
The flip side of it is if immediately you don't act on it,
如果你不马上行动,
then immediately you lost it.
那你马上就失去了。
But if you immediately act on it,
如果你马上开始,
then it is yours.
那这就是你的。
That is the gospel of Mark.
这就是马可福音。
That is the servanthood of Christ.
这是基督里的仆人的职分。
That is Christian devotion.
这就是基督徒的归主为圣。
May the Lord bless us all.
希望主保守我们每一个人。
Let's close with a prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us.